This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. You dialed it correctly, too. USA Prepares, thank you for being with us today. Jason is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli. If you'd like to call us, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Telephone, listen line, 605-477-3249, live in Australia, Gwyneth Isaacs. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Pretty frosted, which is the way I am most days. How are you?
I'm still waking up a little bit. So.
Okay. Well, you've got a couple more hours to get that accomplished.
No, I'll be fine now.
Gwyneth, let me share a quick story. Let me share a quick story with you. So there's this store, you've heard me mention the Menards syndrome. That's where race car wannabe or race car driver, whichever it may be, Paul Menard, son of the founder of Menards. It's a big box store here in the United States.
Yep.
I'm not a fan of, well, you've heard me call it the Menards syndrome. That's where I want it. I deserve it. I deserve to win. I can push anybody out of my way. I don't care how many cars I crash into or cause to burn and whatever.
That's right.
That's the Menards syndrome. Brought to us by Paul Menard, the young son of the founder of Menards. Well, I don't like Menards, but I've decided that since corporations are not loyal to me, they keep raising the prices, making the terms and conditions worse for me, and so forth. I'm going to spend my money where it does me the most good, even if it means going to Menards. So I decided that they had the best price on salt for our farm. They had the best price on natural dog food for our dogs, for the farm. So, and they had an 11% off. They have these 11% off sales every once in a while. So I decided to maximize my savings by getting the dog food and the salt at the lowest price, plus getting an additional 11% off. So that's the way I do it. And so what I decided to do last night was to get an additional couple of cards, meaning credit card authorized users on my account. So I called the credit card company number on the back of the Menards issued credit card, which was issued by a company called Capital One. And Capital One said, you know, just for security purposes, we just have a couple more questions before we can send those cards out to you. So I picked some aliases and you know, I made up some names for these other cards, and that was okay with them, but I didn't share that with them, that these are just fictitious names. And they said, just a couple more questions. So what was the color of your 635 BMW. And I paused for a long time thinking about how do I want to answer this. I said I never had one. And I never did. So I don't know if it was a trick question or what, but they wanted to know what color my BMW was that I've never owned nor driven.
Wow.
I've never been in a 6 Series BMW. Now, I don't know if what they do is have an algorithm that pops these questions up for the agents on the telephone to ask when they talk to customers. You know, maybe it's, let's look at the credit score. Credit score, if there's a decent credit score, it'll drive questions toward BMW, Mercedes, you know, things like that. I don't know. But maybe that's what it is. But I've never had one. And then the next question that they asked, which was very surprising to me as well, is what is the height? Pick one of the following heights that your driver's license would say you are, or tell us what your height is on your driver's license. Now, how did they get that information? How did Capital One, a credit card bank issuer, get information about what's on my driver's license? How'd they get that? Obviously, there's collusion between the state...
They paid for it.
Yes, I'm sure they did. But there's collusion between the state corporation and the bank corporation. Because you would think that hair color, that's on my driver's license. Height, there's even a picture of me with my eyes closed is on my license. In order to get one, you have to give them that information. Well, that information I gave back in the late 60s when I got my first driver's license on the East Coast. And back then it was a piece of heavy stock paper, and it had my eye color and my hair color and my height and weight, but no picture. They've improved it with pictures. And I'm thinking about what I'm going to do when I'm asked for my next picture for my license. Am I going to put a big bandage on my face as if I've been dragged by the back of a motorcycle in a motorcycle accident? Am I going to do that? Am I going to grow, facial hair, maybe a beard and a mustache? Am I going to wear an eye patch? I mean, what am I going to do? Am I going to wear sunglasses and say, no, I can't take these off because I need them? Well, I don't know what I'm going to do yet. But they're not getting images of my eyes. I'm going to stand there with my eyes closed. That's for sure. But what I'm trying to say is we have no real understanding of how much information is out about us and where it is. We don't know. But it's too much. Way too much. So I just wanted to share that with the class. Any thoughts, comments, suggestions, concerns, or outrage, Gwyneth?
Well, I think that you're right to be upset. I think that Menards is getting that information off the government about the, the driver's license and that sort of thing. The government sells it to anyone who will buy it because the government's a corporation and they need to make money too. And so they sell their data. And they certainly do so here, which is completely wrong and unconscionable. But they've been caught doing it over and over and over again. You know that they'll even if you've got an outstanding so-called infringement notice, they'll sell that debt, and they won't just sell it once. They'll sell it to over and over and over again to one debt collector after another.
They'll sell, the government corporations will sell your property, your home, your house, your land on the courthouse steps if you don't pay them rent in the form of taxes.
Well, it's like this. My friend Wayne Glue, he was, disputing their property taxes, and they fraudulently... transferred his title out from under him, and it's fraud. And he's suing them. He's taking them to the House of Lords in London, and he'll win eventually, and he'll get his property back eventually. But in the meantime, they have broken into his farmhouse that they had on his farm, which is like something like a shed, actually, but it was livable. And they have that in Geraldton in Western Australia. They have these things called livable sheds where you've got a shed and they have a toilet. They have, kitchen facilities, and they have like a lounge room and you can lock it. And so you go there and you can cook and you can have a shower. You can go to the bathroom. you know, you can do all these things. But, yeah, it's, and they caved in the top of his septic tank. And I said, that is just disgusting. What they're doing is they're deliberately making the property unlivable by doing that. And they fraudulently transferred the title out of his name because there was, you know, the title was still under dispute. But what that is that's called a break in the chain of title, okay? And when there's a break in the chain of title, you get two conflicting owners emerge, both claiming title over the one piece of land. And when that happens, the courts have to decide that the earlier chain of title takes precedence. Okay, so that's the first person who claimed ownership rather than the second person who claimed ownership, because the second person was obviously as a result of fraud somehow or other, you know. So whoever buys that property, I think it's, you'd have to go to, I think it's 293 Chapman Road in Geraldton, but you would have to go to Wayne Glue's Facebook page to see exactly the whole story of it. But they do this. It's disgusting, you know.
I'll tell you what they did to me. So I've been on the radio for about 8 years now, and I've been challenging some of the things that the government corporations do, state, county, and even federal. And I said some things about people in the state, gave out some phone numbers of some of the alleged representatives, and I don't think they liked that. Next thing that happened is my wallet was stolen out of my truck, so I no longer carry a wallet with me, and I had to get a replacement driver's license. So I went to get it. I went to the gal who I've seen for years and years and years, and she said, "Vincent, I can't give it to you because your driver's license has been suspended." I said, "Ridiculous! What? Come on. Yeah, your driver's license has been suspended. You'll have to resolve that with the state before I can issue a replacement." Well, I was livid. She said, yeah, some kind of a fine you didn't pay. I'll tell you what that was all about when we come back. Class, this is what they do. And when I tell you how they do it, you're not going to believe what they do to enlist the support of unknowing people in the blue team. This is how it works. I'll tell you in just a couple minutes when we come back.
Fresh liquid whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense fresh liquid whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh liquid whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So we're talking about how the alleged representatives of the state government corporations put the squeeze on people. And here's what happened to me. So I could not get my driver's license replaced because there was an infraction on my record. And what somebody did was they put a small fine of $20 on my license. And I was never notified of this. So I didn't pay it because I didn't know it existed. And after some amount of time, let's say 30, 60, 90 days, I don't know the exact amount of time of this algorithm that they use, but after an amount of time, if your infraction is unpaid, your driver's license becomes suspended. Then as you're motoring around, the blue team may pick you up. Maybe a taillight, maybe whatever you do, they may pick you up. And when they run your driver's license, they find that you've been driving with a suspended license. Then the next thing that happens is real fun. You are subject to arrest. Now, what actually happened? I blew a gasket when I learned this. There was no infraction. Oh, so sorry, Mr. Finelli. Most so sorry. It looks like it was a clerk typographical error. Typo. They always blame it on the clerks.
Yeah.
I believe it was a deliberate attempt to harass me by the state government corporation, somebody within there. And it's insidious. These people are just awful to deal with. So because of the power of the state, they can do things to the little people like me. They can place a fine, a small fine. Let's say, I don't know what it was, probably some parking fine. Maybe I parked on the sidewalk, you know, or maybe I parked in front of one of those planters at a police station. I mean, it's whatever it was all made up. It never happened. As a matter of fact, I have a perfect driving record so far. No dings, no dents, no accidents, no collisions, ever. Since the late 1960s. So I don't do stupid things. Well, I don't do stupid things. I really don't. And anyway, I wanted to share with our class, that's the kind of stuff that these guys pull. And talking about vehicles, I wanted to share this. In our shop right now, we have a 2003 Chevy Trailblazer. It's an SUV. What a piece of junk. What a piece of junk. This thing, I think they said, okay, design team number one, we don't need you. Design team number two, we don't need you. Second backup design team, we don't need you either. We're going to have the guys who don't know how to design build this car. Well,
idea.
It's in for a radiator leak. Well, what General Motors and other corporations have done, as well as the European makers, they have switched from copper radiators to aluminum radiator cores with plastic end caps and gaskets, rubber gaskets.
You're kidding me.
Nope, I'm not kidding. And they leak. They leak. Well,
I was going to say, isn't that going to be a problem?
Absolutely.
Isn't that going to corrode?
Well, it's a real problem because you have to have a different kind of antifreeze for aluminum that you used to have for copper. So now we have an aluminum radiator, and we have a cast iron engine block most of the time. Sometimes there's an aluminum engine block, like in some of the Porsches, but it's an aluminum radiator core with a cast iron engine. So you have two different metals, and you have to have an antifreeze that will
not
generate electricity.
That's a sacrificial anode situation.
That is exactly right, because you have two different metals, and the antifreeze solution has to be neutral in pH so that it does not corrode either the engine block nor the radiator. Well, I looked at this thing in the shop.
And even if it's just slightly acidic, that's going to do damage.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely. It will eat the radiator. Tell you a little bit more about the cost of this. When we come back, you're going to be stunned.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Iranian president saying today that Tehran would be willing to renegotiate that landmark nuclear deal with world powers as the Trump administration's wanted, but only if the United States lifts pressure and sanctions and apologizes for what Hassan Rouhani calls illegal actions. President Rouhani saying there must be mutual respect if the two nations are going to sit down and talk. Hillary Clinton saying that President Trump would be indicted if he was not President Trump. Speaking yesterday in New York, the former Democratic nominee spoke about Special Counsel Robert Mueller's final report and said,
"Well, I think there's enough there that any other person who had engaged in those acts would certainly have been indicted."
She says Mueller put the obstruction issue in the hands of members of Congress. And this is USA Radio News.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Oh, won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Lumber Liquidators Flooring Company has you covered with the hottest styles for any room. Get 15 to 25% off our best-selling floors, like Rose Canyon Pine Waterproof Vinyl and Wide Plank Willow Manor Oak Hardwood. Get started today with special financing, and we can arrange the installation for you. See the flooring experts at your local Lumber Liquidators today. Lumber Liquidators, beautiful floors for less.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What today? God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, class, during the break, I went out into the shop and I took another look at this 2003 Chevrolet Trailblazer SUV with a leaking radiator, and it's a part in our shop. And I got to tell you, it's a real piece of junk that Chevrolet managed to fleece the unsuspecting customers that they have gathered to buy these vehicles. But Here's why I say that. In order to replace the radiator, which is substandard to begin with, you have to drain the antifreeze, the coolant. You have to take off the front grill and both headlights. I'm not kidding. And then you can access the radiator. You've got to disconnect wires and cables, and then you have to move hoses out of the way. And then once you get all that done, you can get to the radiator and replace it. But I was looking at this, and I was thinking, well, it also, at this time, it needs a belt tensioner to tension the serpentine belt. Now, that's another, to put a new belt on, I just looked up the cost. It's about $300 to replace the belt tensioner and the serpentine belt on this particular model car. That's $300 more. In addition to the $506 to $577 that it costs to replace the radiator, it's between a 5 and a 6 hour job to replace the radiator. Total cost to replace those parts, $877. Now, that doesn't buy you a new car. That just buys you a replacement radiator, a serpentine belt, and a belt tensioner with labor. $877. So while I was looking at it during the break that we just had, I thought, what would it take to replace the alternator? Well, these engineers figured out that they could tuck the alternator in such a difficult place to get to, you have to do the same thing. You have to take the radiator out and the headlights and the grill to get to the alternator, which used to be on top of the engine. Very easy to replace. Not anymore.
Yeah.
Now it costs between $539 and $721 to replace an alternator. This is crazy.
Yeah.
Now, if you contrast that... Yes?
Hiluxes have the same problem. Toyota Hiluxes. Mm-hmm. They're a fantastic mm-hmm. vehicle. They will keep driving, especially the older ones. They'll keep driving and driving and driving and driving, you know, and the people from Top Gear tried to destroy one and failed. But the alternator is underneath the engine block.
Mm-hmm.
The most horrible place to possibly put an alternator. And I know this because they used to own a Hilux. And mm-hmm. It was going to cost me $1,200 to get a new alternator on a Hilux.
You know, the number that's in my mind to get a replacement alternator from a rebuilt one from like an AutoZone or one of those big box automobile parts stores, the chain stores, about $105. You know, that's retail. Now, we wouldn't pay that because we buy them wholesale, so we'd pay less. But that's about what it would cost. Unless you have some, you know, oddball, limited production vehicle, then it would cost much more. But, you know, for a typical Chevrolet or Ford or Chrysler, you're looking at about $105 rebuilt. And that's with a lifetime warranty. Now, they don't last a lifetime. They last less than the original one lasted. But, you know, if you keep the vehicle for a while, you just keep getting free replacements until they're sick of you. But what I wanted to say is I have a 1968 AMX, American Motors Corporation, car called an AMX. The model was an AMX. Now, I know that it would take me between 1/2 hour and 1 hour to pull the radiator out and replace it with another one. I know that for a fact because I've had my engine out 13 times. I know how long it takes. And a fan belt, we didn't have serpentine belts back in 1968, but a fan belt was like $3, $2.99. So the whole job to pull the radiator out, put a new fan belt on, about $75. Today, you're looking at $877. It's crazy. Absolutely crazy. So I just wanted to share that.
To make money for them. To basically...
Yes.
So that you have to bend over, as the saying goes.
Yeah.
It's designed to you know, do you out of something. To molest your pocketbook.
Yeah, he asked me how I was doing, and I'm still wounded from telephone discussion I had, and I'll tell you what it was. So, within the last week, I talked with a family member. And I asked this this family member, hey, your mom's not thinking about buying a new car, is she? Oh, no. Good. I'm just so glad to hear it. Because she has a 19-year-old vehicle. It's an SUV, and it's very good. Very good. She's taking great care of it. Oil changes frequently. And so I happened to be talking to the mom. And I said, so, hey, I just want to check with you. You're not planning to buy a new vehicle. I just ordered one. No. Really? Oh, yeah.
Oh,
just ordered
no.
one. I said, can you get out of it? I don't want to get out of it. And I could tell that
gosh.
I could tell that this discussion was just going to create hard feelings. So I dropped it right then and there and handed the phone to Mrs. Finelli and off I went. The reason is, it's always this reason. Well, I don't want to get stranded if I'm on a trip, you know, driving, you know, 800 miles. I don't want, you know, my old vehicle to let me down. There is this belief that people have that a new one is not going to let you down. You know, the old ones will let
you
down.
A new one's more likely to let you down. You're
yes.
less likely to break down in a 1985 Hilux, for instance, than in a 2019 Hilux, for instance.
Yes. Yes.
Does that make sense, Vincent?
Absolutely.
The 1985 Hilux is not going to let you down.
These
guys from Top Gear, they got this Hilux from the 1980s, and they parked it at between the high water mark and the low water mark at Bristol. And they let the tide come in and cover it, and then the tide went out, and they found it. It had broken its moorings. Bristol's got some of the strongest tides in the world. It had broken its mooring that they'd made for it and been tossed around in the surf for 6 hours. And yet they got it. They got all the sand out of it. They cleaned it up. They sprayed some WD-40 in the carburetor, and they turned the key, and the blooming thing started. You couldn't dream of doing that with a brand new Hilux. It's just jaw dropping. They parked it on top of a block of apartments that was going to be demolished, and then they pressed the button and demolished the apartment building, and controlled demolition. And then they fished the Hilux out of the wreckage. This is the same Hilux. And then they, once again, they did some minor repairs, you know, reattached the battery, sprayed some WD-40 into the carburetor, and then turned the key and the thing started. And they drove it. You know, they had to be able to drive it its own length. That was part of the test. They did all sorts of things. They bashed it with a wrecking ball. They, you know, dropped it 100 feet and, you know, and it still started. You couldn't do any of this with a modern car. And that was not a brand new Hilux. This Hilux was an old farm truck that had seen duty on a farm for the last 20 years prior to that. You know, it was not a new vehicle. And yet, you know, I would trust any day a 1985 Hilux over a 2019 Hilux with all its new doodads and buttons. Mm-hmm. No, I wouldn't do it.
And that's the situation we're talking about, because she's buying a brand new model of the same vehicle. It happens to be made by Jeep. Now, the Jeep that was made in 2000 is not the same as the current Jeep, because the new Jeep is owned by Fiat. Now, Fiat has never had a stellar reputation for making a great vehicle. My mom had a Fiat 850 Spider. It was a two-seater, little four-cylinder, 850cc convertible car. It looked beautiful. When it ran, it was nice, but it was unreliable. And it rusted like crazy. It was a piece of junk. So we've had experience with Fiat. Fiat is not known for reliability. And then you take You take the Chrysler Corporation, which is not known for reliability either. You put the put them together. Now you have two companies who that are not known for quality. And would you buy a new car from them? That'd be crazy. And I'm so upset about this. I can't believe it because it would cause a war within my extended family if I press this issue any further. But today, vehicles don't come with spare tires. 28% of them don't even have spare tires. So what are you going to do? Class, you buy a new vehicle and you're driving down the road, you hit one of these bumps and you've got these new low profile tires and you damage your wheel because you hit a pothole. So what are you going to do? So you find that you don't have a spare tire, you don't have a jack, you've got nothing that can solve this problem. So you get on your cell phone, because of course you have a cell phone, right? You call somebody, and the guy comes out. Is he going to have a wheel? No. Is he going to have a tire? No. Is he going to have a tire machine? No. They're going to tow your vehicle. Where? To some garage somewhere. And are they going to be able to fix it right then and there? Probably not. Are they going to have a wheel? No. Are they going to have that tire? Probably not. So now what are you going to do? You're going to have to wait till tomorrow to get the wheel and the tire, assuming they can work a miracle and find the wheel. So now you're looking at, not only did you not get where you're going, you've got to spend the night someplace because you need
it's
a wheel and a tire.
It's expense, 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 and it's deliberately designed to be so.
And if it's an all-wheel drive vehicle, you don't need just one tire. If your tire is worn more than 2/32 of an inch, you're going to need a whole set of tires. Now, what's the likelihood that that guy who's going to be fixing your car has all four tires? Zero. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So just a short detour about new vehicles. So, class, here's what happens. If you have an all-wheel drive vehicle, all the tires must be of the same make, model, and amount of wear. So if they're three-quarters good, meaning 25% worn, great. But you cannot replace one if it has a difference of 2/32 from the other ones. So what happens is, if you have a tire failure, and if you have an all-wheel drive vehicle, the chances of finding a tire that has the same amount of wear as the other three that are good on your vehicle is zero. So now you're looking at buying a full set of tires. The other thing that happens is tire manufacturers keep changing the makes, the models within their makes. So, for example, if you have model 100 tire, the likelihood of you being able to buy model 100 3 years from now is close to zero. So now you're still going to have to buy four new tires. And you're going to have the motel charge on top of that. So what used to be, well, let me just take the spare tire out of my trunk. I'll jack up the car with the jack that came with the vehicle. I will change it myself and be on my way. No. Now you're looking at a motel stay and four tires. That's what you're looking at. And let me just share one other thing. George will be right with you. George is on hold. George in New Hampshire. So here's the next thing. So I got a call early in the morning before the broadcast from one of our instructors. And he has a battery from a battery reseller called Batteries Plus. So he has their best battery, 5-year free replacement. Great. Well, the problem is the battery is not producing the amount of reserve current nor voltage that he needs. It's about half of what it was when it was new. Well, imagine this. So let's say you live in a place like Florida or Texas or Arizona or New Mexico or California where it's hot and sunny and it's bumper-to-bumper traffic. So in your new, you're in your new vehicle, and you've got this batteries plus 5-year free replacement battery, and you're in bumper-to-bumper traffic. Well, naturally, because it's hot, you've got your air conditioning on, and the vehicle, for it to keep you safe, has the headlights and taillights and side marker lights all lit up, and the auxiliary fan is running because it's so hot and you're in bumper-to-bumper traffic. So you've got the auxiliary fan, the headlights, the taillights, you've got your air conditioning on, and you've got your blower on maximum inside the car. So maximum drain on your battery. That's all fine, except for one thing. Well, what happens with the new alternators and the new vehicles is they don't start charging until you get up to 1,500 RPM. That's to save energy.
So now you're draining
your battery. You're not recharging it because you're stuck in bumper-to-bumper traffic. And the 50 to 120 computers that you have in your vehicle, which are connected via computer bus, are getting confused because they don't have enough voltage to operate. So now your car gets stupid because you're in traffic and the alternator is not charging the battery. It's like, who approved this design? That's where we are today. And that's why I'm so upset about this new vehicle that one of our family members is buying, because I believe that she trusts that jerk at the dealership. I believe that's what this is all about, because he's a nice guy. But he's leading her down into what I believe will be a mess, and I really hope it doesn't happen. I love this lady very much. I just wish she would pull the plug and say, you know what, I'm not going through with this deal. Because what? You lied to me through omission. You didn't tell me that I didn't have a spare tire. You didn't tell me that I would be susceptible to all of these problems. Georgia, New Hampshire, welcome.
Hi, Gwyneth. I have a question about when you were talking about the radiators, if you don't mind.
Sure.
I have a family member who has a 21-year-old vehicle with about 73,000 miles on it. It's a Ford Escort. Now, it needed a radiator. And I was surprised to find out that the radiator was made out of PVC plastic with, like you said, the aluminum core. So I looked around and I picked her up a racing radiator, more money, but in other words, it was all aluminum. And I'm wondering, from what you told me about what you add to it and stuff like that, I'm not saying, you know, maybe off the top of the head, but then again, you might. What would be the stuff to put in it? Would it still take the regular green radiator fluid, or would you have to put in some special concoction now because it's all aluminum?
The antifreeze solutions, or the antifreeze that you would buy in the gallon jug, you can buy it 50-50 mix, or you can buy, you know, full strength. We always buy full strength, and we add our own water. But there are three types. There's the orange, there is the green, and there's the yellow. So what you have to do, believe it or not, you have to read each jug to find out which one works with your vehicle. And you may not be able to just take the green and pour it in with the yellow, or the orange and pour it in with the yellow or the green.
Right.
You have to find exactly what was in there. So what we do...
Oh, I'm sorry.
What we do is we use an antifreeze tester, which has a bulb that will suck out some of the antifreeze. And then we look at it for the color, because we make sure that if the vehicle already had green in it, we put green in it. But that may not be the right antifreeze either. It's way more complicated than it used to be. Way more complicated. So what you have to do is follow your manufacturer's recommendations. Or read the jug and see, you know, if it's for BMW or Mercedes or Ford or Chevy,
right,
Chrysler,
right,
what they recommend. So off the top of my head, I can't tell you.
No, see, all I meant, because it was a Ford Escort, it was a basic thing. It took the green radiator fluid originally. That's what the book called for. But I didn't know if the aluminum radiator, now that's all aluminum, no PVC, if it would make a difference. That's all I meant.
No, I don't think it would. I think you would stay with the original recommendation. I'll tell you why. Let me change.
I'm not trying to put you on the spot.
No, it's fine. I have an answer. I have an answer. What you need to have is a dielectric between the aluminum radiator and the block of the engine, because they're two different metals. And you do, because those, that would be the radiator hoses. So even though you have an all-aluminum radiator, I don't think you're going to have electrolysis, which would eat the radiator more than it would if you had the plastic PVC. And